welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to the program. Okay, Steve Olscher and Richard Otte kind of laughing at me a little bit. With
you.
With my... I might change my theme music. I'm not sure. No, keep it. No, I'm not doing that. Okay, so I'm back from my mom's funeral. And, you know, I went to Minneapolis twice. One to see her before she passed away and then, you know, the funeral. And ever since then, I've mentioned this in the past, that it kind of, in a way, fired me up to be sure that my best years are still to come. Mm. And I know that I've done some really cool things, but now, of course, with age and a keen curiosity to become a better person and learn as much as I possibly can, I don't want this to be an overblown word to use, but I want to leave a legacy for my kids, potential grandchildren, etc., for them to be proud that I, you know, my real estate term, highest and best use of my potential in my life. So at this time of life, I really believe that we all have had the opportunity to build a business, go to work for other people, learn things, go to school, whatever it might be. And it was more of a mental process. I think if you're really fortunate that you know you're a musician, you want to make that your life career. That's more of a soulful, I've got to do this. But the majority of us are in a mental process of, I need a job, or I just got out of college, I got to pay that bill. I need a car, an apartment, and all the extraneous things. That's all driven more or less by a mental process. Then there are certain ones of us, I don't know the percentage, Richard, you probably could give some numbers on that, gross numbers, that if you're going to reinvent yourself in your life, in your 40s or 50s or whatever age it is, it's difficult to keep the forward motion happening in a mental process. If it is not meaningful and soulful and coming from who you are, it's more difficult to sustain that next level of growth.
I think it probably, to some degree, has to do with just physics. You know, object in motion stays in motion, object at rest stays at rest. So it's hard to, for some people to break patterns.
For real. Yeah, and I mean, I think part of that, too, is something that I've heard recently from a number of people. I don't remember the first place that I heard it, but... What I can tell you, though, is that it resonated with me because I don't know that it's possible to do this. I guess you could say I'm a little cynical sometimes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, like when I get emails and I don't read the whole thing, you know, you can't see it in the preview, like I'm like, oh, what is this going to say? And then it's like something good. I'm like, why was the first thought like something negative there, right? So like talk about changing patterns and, you know, at rest. Anyway, that's a mental pathway that I've created. But what I was going to say is someone had said, and now I've heard it a few times, is if I'm not just like a hell yes about it, I don't want to do it. And so...
So but what is your motivation behind the hell yeah? Is it money first, or is it because you just, it makes you feel good and inspired?
Right. And that's the question. And I think... I think at this point, and as a society, as more, I think it really just boils down to information becoming more available. We get to see how other people live. I mean, if you go back 100 years, we didn't know how people in Texas were living. I mean, what, you'd have to get a mailgram or telegram, or, you know, whatever. Like, we didn't have access to that. So we didn't know how other people we're living. So I think that now that we have an opportunity to see, and of course some of it's just bull, but some of it's very much real, but I think having that access to information has helped us to evolve as a culture from the standpoint of becoming a bit more consciously aware about the choices that we make. So I would think if you had asked me that question 30 or 40 years ago, I think a lot of people would have been hell yes about, can I make a lot of money? Whereas now I think that that's shifting a bit, where that hell yes is, do I really enjoy that activity? Does
exactly.
it really provide fulfillment for me? Can I go to bed tonight feeling like, God, that was a great day?
Right, because I think we're all smart enough to make money. If, you know, we have to, we'll find a way to invent a paycheck. But I'm talking about, what's the legacy of your soul? That your soul is here for a reason. And we had a guest on talking about a horrific childhood, you know, spanning years. But his soul has a purpose. Mm-hmm. And now he's made his life better and bigger.
Yeah.
So do you guys, I'm certainly, you know, when you watch a parent die, she had so much going for her. But not many people knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to be famous, but I want to be true to who I am and not shy away from what I'm good at, because, well, what will people think of me, or can I make enough money doing it? Mm-hmm. There's a grace in just leaving how to the heavens. And
yeah. Yeah. So how does that impact you then today? So, like, after this show, how will that mentality manifest? In other words, like, what changes now that you are in this thought process of, I want my best years to be ahead of me? So how does that change in okay. terms of what might happen even today? Like, what does that look like
for
Mary Goulet?
I'm being more congruent. I used to put, so go with your gut. I learned this whole process through this coaching thing I was doing. It took me a year, and I'm like, wow. And so I keep adding to it. But that was 1997. Seriously, Mayor?
20 years ago.
20 years, because I was too afraid for what people would think. Then I started doing radio for entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and then it led into mom entrepreneurs. And I had a rich career for 10, 11 years, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah.
But it was the surface career. It wasn't the soulful career. And that's what I'm doing. And being a soulful person, I mentioned to Rich once, gosh, I wonder if anyone will like my work.
Mm.
And he goes, Bear, there are only 16 personality types in the world, and you're one of them, maybe another half of one, and your tribe's going to find you. You're going to find your tribe.
Yeah, I mean, did anyone like Wayne Dyer? Did anyone like Deepak Chopra, Oprah, or any of these people that talk about soul?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's Soulful Sunday, like, literally, like, what is it? What is it, her show, the Sunday one?
The Super Soul Sunday.
Super Sunday.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my show is on iTunes now under my name, Mary Goulet.
You go, girl.
I know.
Go, girl.
Would you subscribe?
I already left a review.
You did?
No, I didn't, but I will.
Oh. So anyway, I think we're all called to the potential of saying, what is my legacy? And it could happen at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, your last days.
Mm-hmm.
I just, for some reason, my mom's passing accelerated the urgency and necessity for me to get this out of myself
yeah.
and stop prejudging it. And just let it live, take on a life of its own, and see where it heads.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am, of course, sorry for your loss.
Oh.
And I am happy for what it has moved you towards.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, like, not blaming it, like back with Lauren's episode,
yeah.
but just using it as motivation to fire you up.
And it did. And I'm just barely starting to articulate that, but that's in every episode that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hear it, you can go to gowithyourgut.net. I have 5 episodes up there. Or if you want to go on iTunes and subscribe, that's cool. I'd like to get to know each and every listener and feedback from anyone, because that helps me maybe, oh, I didn't look at it that way. I can maybe share it in a new way. So thank you for listening to Soulful Sunday, and head over to Go With Your Gut and check those episodes out. And until the next time, continue cultivating a rich interior.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Goulet, and I'm the author of Go With Your Gut, How to Make Decisions You Can Trust. It is a simple process of how to know if you're listening to your ego, your emotions, or your gut instinct. We always know the right answer of what to do or what not to do. So if you get in the habit of listening to your gut, all decisions will be a piece of cake. You can visit gowithyourgut.net to find out more. The book is available on Amazon and Kindle and at my site. Check it out.